Thank you, President, and thank you to the Director of the ISU, and good afternoon to all colleagues. Australia is pleased to be serving as Sponsorship Program Coordinator for the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention in 2023. The Sponsorship Program is a critical tool in ensuring broad, inclusive participation in the work of the Convention, and we are glad to have had this reflected in the last 3 days of our deliberations. As we enter the last year of implementation of the Oslo Action Plan, and we begin our conversation on a new action plan to be adopted by states parties at the review conference, the sponsorship program is more important than ever. The sponsorship program can assist these efforts by ensuring that states with limited resourcing, particularly those with active mine clearance and destruction obligations, can attend convention meetings and take part in our conversations. In addition to this, support through the sponsorship program will also allow for participation by states not yet party that have demonstrated an interest in the work of the convention to outline the steps they are taking towards accession. The upcoming review conference presents an important opportunity for states not party to consider joining the convention and joining the high-level review conference as states parties. I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the generous contributions of donors to the fund in 2022. Austria, Canada, France, Germany, Slovenia, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. Australia was also a proud donor to the fund last year. The sponsorship program began 2023 with a total of approximately 66,000 Swiss francs. This year, we also welcomed contributions from Canada, France, Germany, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. And Australia also provided a contribution to the sponsorship program in 2023. Total contributions in 2023 amount to approximately 152,000 Swiss francs. We are extremely happy that we were able to execute a sponsorship program for this year's intersessional meetings and for this 21st meeting of states parties. To these meetings, we were able to provide support to a total of 55 delegates from 28 countries. We expect the cost of the sponsorship program for the intersessional meetings and 21st meeting of states parties to total approximately 133,500 Swiss francs. The balance going towards the fifth review conference of the states parties will be total approximately 85,000 Swiss francs. And as the President outlined, with the next year being a review conference in 2024, and to ensure an inclusive approach to our deliberations, we will certainly need to increase our funding to the sponsorship program. We have developed a strategy for 2024, and we will be reaching out to current and historical contributors to the sponsorship program to consider maintaining or increasing their support to the program. And I take this opportunity to appeal to all states to consider supporting the sponsorship program. Thank you.